So as a final remark, remember, in the software industry, this is the fastest growing area. Companies are willing to spend money. This is driving the revenue, and IBM is uniquely positioned to help here. And with the fact that we are, in many cases, de facto standards, this market is for us to capture, fueling our future growth. So please do not hesitate to reach out. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much, Anders. Now I'd like to introduce our next speaker from Accenture, David Tyrrell, who's a technical professional in the Tivoli security business for UKI. David, I'll hand over the baton to you, and please go ahead.
Thank you very much, John. And a very good morning to you all. I'll be taking you through the Accenture acquisition over the next half an hour. I'll spend about 20 minutes going through the charts and leave some time for questions at the end. If you'd like to enter your questions on the Lotus Live chat area, we'll be able to see those as they arrive, and we'll address them at the end of the presentation. Accenture were acquired in 1998 and were placed into the Tivoli Access Management family, and it now has the full title of Tivoli Access Manager for Enterprise Single Sign-On. The solution is now known as TAMESO. One of the great things about TAMESO is that it's easy to understand the value and the return on investment and to discuss this with customers. The solution offered by TAMESO can be summed up very easily in one line: single sign-on to all of your applications. Now, what do we mean by single sign-on? Many customers find that their users are struggling to cope with the ever-increasing numbers of passwords that they need to remember and manage. Every time a customer deploys a new IT system, it means a new set of usernames and passwords for the employee to deal with. For the user, it makes their day-to-day operations less effective. And if they forget a password, it can make them completely unproductive until their password is reset. So single sign-on means I only need to log on once to my workstation, and I then have access to all my other services and systems without needing to log in again. So if you think about your day-to-day work experience, how many times each day do you have to log into something? You log into your email, you log into your instant messaging, you log into your VPN, you log into many intranet sites. How would you like it if I could offer you something that would take care of that for you, that could remember all of your login details for every system you access and enter it for you automatically, while at the same time improving your password security? So, TAMESO offers value to customers in four key areas. Firstly, it's a productivity tool because users will spend less time trying to remember their passwords and less time on the phone to their help desk because they've forgotten something. Now, that kind of productivity gain can be hard to measure. We all know we have password difficulties, but can you put a value on that? Well, many customers do in our experience, and all your customers would prefer that their workers were able to concentrate on delivering value to their business rather than struggling with password problems. TAMESO will also reduce the number of password-related calls taken by your help desks. Analysts estimate that the average password reset call costs about 15 euros, and maybe as many as 80% of help desk calls are password-related. TAMESO, we find, will reduce the number of password reset calls by about 80%. TAMESO, though, is actually a security product, and that's because it handles the management of your passwords and can improve security. With so many passwords to deal with, many users fall into bad password habits. It can be very tempting for me to use the same password for each system I use, including systems that are not on the corporate network. This is a rhetorical question, but I wonder how many people listening to this call use the same password for their social networking site or their personal email as they do for their corporate business system. It can also be very tempting to write passwords down or save them in a document or a spreadsheet. Tameso stores your passwords in a secure vault and synchronizes them with a central server so that even if your laptop was completely destroyed, your passwords would still be available to you. Tameso also facilitates compliance. It enables stronger methods of identification than passwords alone, which I'll go into more detail in a moment. And it also provides an audit trail of user activity. However, security products often get in the way of a user's day-to-day work. They often inhibit or restrict customers. Because of the increased productivity and, quite frankly, reduced frustration, we found that Tameso is security that users really want. Gartner were extremely positive about the acquisition of Accentuate when it was announced back at the start of 2008. Accentuate was regarded as having excellent technology, but was a fairly young company, 80 customers worldwide, and it lacked a broad sales channel. Gartner said the acquisition was good for Accentuate's customers and good for IBM's customers, who could more easily gain access to this technology. So why did IBM acquire Accentuate? Well, there was a clear gap in our security portfolio, specifically in our identity management portfolio, where our main competitors in this space have offerings. Enterprise single sign-on has really become a required feature of many customer identity management projects. But I think that what's really important for us is that compared to many other types of security projects, Tameso provides very fast time to value. We can use Tameso as an entry point for a customer into other related security projects. And because it's so popular with end users, we can win the CIO some credibility in this space, and we can then upsell into the broadest security portfolio of any vendor in the industry. Increasingly, regulatory requirements mandate the use of much stronger means of identification called multi-factor authentication. For some customers, especially in the government, financial, or healthcare sectors, it's really no longer acceptable to only use passwords as the means of identification. These regulations consider passwords to be weak, since there are so many ways that you can steal a password. Instead, customers want to use smart cards, or they're building access badges, or tokens, or maybe a biometric method like fingerprint reading. We call these technologies multi-factor, or strong authentication, because if I use these security technologies, it would not be enough to steal my password any longer. An attacker would also need to steal something that I had in my possession, which is clearly much more difficult. So Tameso enables these stronger technologies. Tameso has broad industry relevance. It depends really on the perceived scale of the password problem within the customer. There are specific capabilities in Tameso that make it suitable, particularly in the healthcare sector and also some retail customers. I'll explain this a bit more when we look at some customer case studies in a moment. There seems to have been a weighting of customers perhaps towards finance, government, manufacturing, and small and medium businesses. The reasons for this aren't necessarily always straightforward. For example, we have finance customers who chose Tameso to save money in their help desks, and really it had nothing to do with regulatory requirements. So 2 years on from the acquisition, and after Gartner's initial enthusiasm, how have we done? Well, it's worth noting that for the enterprise single sign-on marketplace, Gartner has switched from Magic Quadrant analysis to their market scope analysis. And this reflects Gartner's view that the market has matured and they feel that most vendors offer similar capabilities. The market scope is therefore more coarse-grained than a Magic Quadrant. You can see there the quote from Gartner regarding Tameso from their latest market scope analysis, which was issued only last month. They believe that the acquisition has proved to be successful, and they note some very large customers included in our growth in the 2 years since the acquisition. Now, this is important since many enterprise single sign-on projects really take place in the mid-market, which is very, very important, but it seems to be that IBM are able to deliver the larger enterprise solutions as well. If we look at the companies given a strong positive rating by Gartner, there are only three, including IBM. I think Gartner is probably accurate here. Those other two vendors are the ones we come up against most frequently. Imprivata is a point product player with an appliance and seems to be aimed very much at the mid-market. PathLogix is a vendor we know a lot about since we used to OEM their technology before we acquired Encentuate. PathLogix have, for the past 3 years or so, had a relationship with Oracle, and in fact, Oracle acquired PathLogix just 2 weeks ago. So if the gap in features and functions have narrowed and the market has matured, how do we beat the competition? Well, there are some specific technical advantages that Tamesso has. We have excellent shared workstation support, and we have very good support for remote access integration with single sign-on. But really, in our experience, we beat the competition in terms of our ability to provide single sign-on to all the customers' applications, and we're able to cope with the most demanding of customer requirements. Although I've spoken so far about Tamesso in terms of single sign-on, there's a lot of other things we need to consider. What about handling password changes for users? Well, we can automate that. What if the customer wants to automate other interactions in an application? We can do that too. Customers tend to have very specific requirements around how they want the single sign-on and the automation and the password management to happen, and they want to make it as usable as possible for their end users. The more difficult the requirements, the more complex the applications we need to integrate with, the more likely we are to succeed. This is why Tamesso seems to be successful in larger deployments with more complex requirements than our competitors. I should just say again, we have plenty of customers in the SMB space also, and there really it's the fast time to value provided by Tamesso that's appreciated by our smaller customers. So how can we prove this to a customer? Well, you can almost certainly expect the customer to ask for a proof of concept. So it's really important that you engage with your technical professionals at the right stage of the sale to handle this. So I want to talk now about how customers are using Tamesso, and there are three case studies here I'm going to very quickly touch on. The first is an outsourced government service with a very large number of users spread over a wide geographic area in lots of different offices. Their main driver for talking to IBM was wanting to reduce the number of password-related calls being made to their help desks. But they also needed to introduce a multi-factor authentication solution for VPN access to their central network. And their preferred token was a USB smart card. So you can think of this as being like a chip and pin smart card, but in a USB device that looks very much like a small USB memory stick. So the user inserts their USB token. Tamesso asks them to enter their PIN number, and if the user correctly enters this, they'll get access to all their systems. Now, the key point here is that the VPN itself did not support such a device, and many applications and systems don't have the capability to support such a strong level of authentication. But Tamesso does. So we were able to meet their goals for reduced password problems and improve network security, meeting their compliance requirements for 45,000 users. The second case study is a very typical healthcare customer for Tamesso. Community medical centers were required by local regulators to improve their security for access to clinical data. And this is very difficult in clinical situations, since there are lots of shared workstations on hospital wards. These workstations might be used by a nurse, followed by a doctor, and then another nurse in very quick succession. And when you consider how long it takes applications to load and then log into, this is a real productivity and security problem. Tamesso has the capability to manage multiple users on shared workstations. So the hospital deployed proximity cards, which are a type of building access badge. The hospital worker simply taps their badge on a reader on the workstation and has instant access to their data using their passwords, their identity. As they walk away, the workstation locks and readies itself for the next user. And we call this fast user switching. They achieved immediate compliance with their local healthcare regulations, and it was a step change for them in terms of really positive user acceptance of other security policies that they needed to implement. As a note, the same type of shared workstation technology can be used by retailers in their outlets. So we're currently helping a worldwide restaurant chain to deploy this in their UK restaurants. And we're seeing that using shared login IDs is no longer acceptable for many customers because it doesn't give the levels of accountability that customers want. The final case study is for a major insurance provider in the United Kingdom. In fact, one of the largest insurance providers in the world. This company was struggling with the high volume of password calls into their help desk, and they had conducted an internal study which showed them that on average, users would need to use 22 different usernames and passwords each day. They had actually already tried an enterprise single sign-on project with Computer Associates, but this project had been a high-profile failure, and instead, they had decided they were going to have to recruit more help desk staff. Now, the project failed largely due to the inability of Computer Associates to satisfy the customer's requirements with their product. It just couldn't do the things they needed it to do. IBM, as a result of a chance conversation with a customer, asked for a chance to prove we could succeed where Computer Associates had failed, and we were subsequently given the hardest applications the customer could find for them to test with Tamesso technology in a proof of concept. We were successful, and 6 months later, the solution was fully deployed to 38,000 users. The total value to IBM for software and services was £1 million. The return on investment period reported by the customer was 12 months. Their total investment, including all their internal resources and project and hardware, was approximately £3 million. So, and as a result, the customer was actually able to reduce their help desk headcount by 15 people. So when you're talking to customers, there are different approaches you can take. I know we all need to talk high with a customer, but if possible, it's sometimes useful to speak to an end user in a business unit because users will give you the reality. User will often tell you that they're living in a password nightmare. But when you speak to the senior people in the company, they might tell you, well, there's no problem. But that's really only because they're not experiencing it firsthand. So you can sometimes use that informal feedback from users to give you the confidence that there is a problem with this in this customer, and you can then go and find the person who's got the responsibility and the budget that cares about the problem. So an executive might have heard complaints about password management from his teams. He may be concerned at the productivity loss. Ask him if his users are complaining about passwords and how much time they're spending dealing with the problem. A security officer or someone concerned with governance, risk, and compliance is likely to be more interested in a conversation about security risk. So you could try asking, how many passwords does each user remember? And are they confident users are choosing difficult-to-guess passwords? Something we've found time and again is that many systems will allow a user to choose very weak passwords, and this will conflict with that company's own security policy. So you can ask the security officer, how are they going to comply with their own internal security policy? Lastly, talk to someone who's responsible for the help desk budget, but be aware that we have found some help desk administrators see TAMSO as a threat, since it makes their resolution statistics go down. So the CIO or CFO should be able to tell you the cost of each call to the help desk and how many calls are password-related. You can then use these answers to help you build your business case. So I would imagine that many IBMers listening to this will be wondering why IBM does not give you this tool to use for yourselves. Well, the answer is we do, and you can try it for yourselves. So please come back later and download this presentation. If you want to improve your password productivity, you'll then be able to click on this link and download TAMSO onto your laptop, and you'll get some easy-to-follow instructions for how to install it. Behind that link is also a forum for you to ask questions and a support email address. So who can you contact for help? Well, the IBM Security Tiger team has the mission to maximize the capture of IBM opportunity in the security market. The Tiger team can sell the entire set of IBM security capabilities, including software, hardware, and services. The Tiger team is managed globally, but it's deployed locally into IMTs in order to effectively integrate with local colleagues. So this chart shows the team for the Northeast. The name on the far left refers to the IMT sales consultants, and the other names are technical contacts. So Matthew is the Tiger team sales consultant for UK and Ireland, and Michael Beaublier for the other IMTs. These people can help you directly or point you to the right local contact. When you come back later to download this presentation, you'll be able to click on this link to the TAMSO page on Extreme Leverage, which contains a lot of helpful information on case studies, white papers, and other detailed presentations. So that concludes my presentation for today. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to ask any questions, please enter them into the Lotus Live chat area now.
Hi, thanks very much, David. It's John here. There is one question that's come in from Keith Stewart. He asks, is only having one password as secure as having lots of passwords?
Yeah, that's a question that a lot of customers ask. So the concern is, if I'm only logging in once to my laptop and then I have access to all my other systems, is there a security risk? So there's a couple of aspects to this question. One is the fact that the other passwords that users have are generally going to be very weak, and they may well be the same password over and over again. So it's much more important to have a password that's strong, that's difficult to guess, and it's much easier to enforce that if there's only one of those passwords. If the customer is not convinced by that, then we can do other things like asking users to re-enter that main password before TAMSO supplies other passwords. And then if the customer is still concerned, there are a whole raft of stronger authentication methods that we can use as well. So we generally are successful in convincing customers that this is a security improvement.
We have don't see any other questions at this moment. So I think, David, I'll ask you to just wrap up at this point. You wanted to say any last words and then hand back to me?
Okay, thanks, John. Yeah, so just to finish, really, as with Telelogic, TAMSO is fully integrated now into the IBM portfolio, and we have a lot of skilled people who are very good at performing integrations with customers. We're ready and raring to go, so really now is a great time to engage with us on your opportunities. Of course, Oracle have made the acquisition 2 weeks ago, so you can expect Oracle to be more aggressive. So let's go and get those opportunities now. Thank you, John.
Okay, thanks very much. What I will do, there was just one comment there that asks, could we put the link into the chat window, which I will do. So I'll paste that in momentarily. While we're doing that, we're going to close the call now. Tomorrow morning, we have Cognos, same time, same place, so please do come back and join us for that. That will be the last in this series, but all these calls have been recorded, and they are available on the website that's behind the link in your calendar invite. So please do go there and use those recordings. Please pass on this information to other colleagues that could benefit from it. And please also come back to the Engaging with Clients calls that will continue each quarter for the first 7 weeks of the quarter, focused on business solutions and business pain points and how software can help you to solve those problems. So thank you very much indeed, once again, David, and earlier, Anders, for the presentations this morning. And thank you, everybody, for joining. Christopher, we can close the call now. Thank you.
Thank you, and that concludes today's conference. All lines may now disconnect, and good day to you all. Thank you.